tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, earlier this week, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen declared her government support for a global minimum tax rate, calling time on what she described as a 30-year race to the bottom on corporate tax rates. Yellen proposed a base rate of 21% tax on US multinationals' foreign profits, no matter where that taxable income is earned. And of course, we know a lot of that taxable income is currently booked in Ireland. I'm joined now by the Chief Executive of the American Chamber of Commerce, Mark Redmond. Mark, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Katie.
Mark, just before we get to that tax proposal, very quickly, can I just get your reaction to that move to include the US and EU countries to the hotel mandatory quarantine list?
Sure, Katie. And bearing in mind, we're not health experts and we do recognise the challenge for decision makers. I guess our job is to point out the importance of Ireland's globally hard-won reputation for both inbound and outbound investment. Because, Katie, this also is relevant for the 650 Irish businesses who are operating in the States. Ireland is the ninth biggest investor in the States. So transatlantic air connectivity has been crucial to growing that two-way trade. So if, as looks likely, the US is to be included, it is so important that we get clarity quickly on the status of those fully vaccinated, clarity quickly on duration of the US on the list and the criteria for reviewing them and taking them off the list, and also recognition of the critical importance of decision makers and those who have expertise on keeping global supply chains going. So there'd be our comments on that, Katie.
Okay. Let's move on then to that big state of the nation address by Janet Yellen. There is a sense now, isn't there, that it's just a proposal, but that US multinationals that have enjoyed extremely generous tax regime here are running out of road.
No, I don't agree. And you rightly said that Secretary Yellen is focusing on a race to the bottom in corporation tax rates. Ireland isn't in that race. In fact, Ireland has increased its corporate tax rate since US multinationals have been coming here. And in fact, Katie, as this issue wends its way through the Houses of Congress and the bipartisan give and take, the critically important strategic place Ireland plays for the United States business interests will come into sharp focus. Now, why do I say that? Because the United States has 5% of the world's population. Its economic model demands it does business with the other 95%. And the most important market for it, the European Union. And who is the most successful English-speaking common law gateway to the European Union for US business? Ireland. So actually, Ireland, I think, is very well placed, but we need to be very strategic in how we manage this process.
But it's unlikely that Joe Biden will take pity on the old sod and exclude the multinationals based here from this proposal.
Well, I'm happy to tell you, the multinationals don't need pity because, Katie, tax never turns a bad business decision into a good one. But clearly, US investment by 800 companies in Ireland have been good business decisions because they keep on taking them. So while tax is important, how we're going to keep being successful in attracting US business is about talent, innovation, infrastructure, inclusion, sustainability. So they're the key factors. And by the way, where people want to live, also hugely important. So this is an important time for Ireland, Katie, but tax is not the only criteria.
Okay, not the only criteria, but we must acknowledge an important criteria when multinationals are making decisions about when to invest, where to invest, whether to expand. So will it have an impact, do you think, in the medium to longer term on those decisions?
Well, what's significant as well about the last 2 weeks is the US are now getting behind what's called the OECD global program to reform multinationals and how they're taxed, right? And Ireland has actually supported that in preference to unilateral actions. So I think multinationals have already, if you will, priced in the fact that global reform is happening. But yet we've never seen such a strong pipeline of US investment in Ireland. So I'm not being naive. Corporate tax and personal taxes, really, really important. But it's all about talent. It's all about innovation. It's all about infrastructure. That's how we're going to win the next FDI battles in this country.
Okay, I'm afraid I just don't have time to get back to the panel because we are just right up against it time-wise. We will no doubt continue this conversation again. Mark Redmond, many thanks for joining us
thanks,
for those few minutes.